Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We have Tyler Morales, Jake Hassan, Bill Zimmerman, Mike Brown, Sean Ha, Addie Bates, Nick Costos. He joins us at the top of the hour with his thoughts on the Bills' win over the Chiefs. They did it again in the regular season. And the Seahawks' demolition of the Washington Commanders last night on Sunday Night Football, which unfortunately ended with Jaden Daniels suffering an elbow injury. Still waiting word on his status, but not looking good in our nation's capital. Nick will also talk about the insane Game 7 of the World Series that we had Saturday night that saw the Dodgers win yet again as they go back to back. But as always, if you miss anything across these 4 hours, make sure you check us out in podcast form. And we're going to get to a lot. Obviously, big NFL, big World Series, get a little college football, college basketball back into our lives. Happy New Year to those who celebrate college hoops. There was a game that was tipped off at 8 o'clock Eastern this morning. that is how sicko this sport is. But we love the marathon that we have going on right now in college hoops. And we have a couple of awesome games out here in Las Vegas, where I'm at, that we'll break down a little bit later on during the power hour at 6:40 Eastern time. But we want to hear from you guys. We want to know from the real ones, what is your best bet for Monday Night Football tonight between the Arizona Cardinals and the Dallas Cowboys? Let us know your favorite bet and why. Could be a side, total, prop, whatever you like for tonight's game. Let us know why. Put it in the YouTube chat or in the Twitch chat, and we'll give you a shout-out later on during the show. But let's go ahead and get into what we have last night, yesterday afternoon, depending on your time zone, between the Bills and the Chiefs. I was telling Bill this earlier this afternoon when we were getting ready for the show, kind of talking about what we want to do in this 3 o'clock hour. It felt like deja vu watching Bills-Chiefs. It felt like I'd seen this movie before, and in fact, we've seen it plenty of times, as it was the 10th game between Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen, and once again, in the regular season, the Buffalo Bills are victorious. Buffalo wins it 28-21. They cover as a 2.5-point home dog. Massive result for Buffalo. Like, even though this is like deja vu and it's, hey, like, do it in January, do it in the playoffs, this is still a massive result for the Buffalo Bills, who improved to 6-2 because they needed to win this game to help them potentially get over the hump. Because, like, yesterday was not getting over the hump. Like, they do this all the time. And in fact, in the regular season, Josh Allen, 5-1 against the Kansas City Chiefs. They always beat Kansas City in the regular season. But when you look at the AFC playoff picture and you look at seeding and how things might shake out once we get into late December and especially in January when we have the 14 field set for the postseason, like, this is the kind of game that absolutely matters. They needed to win this game to give themselves a 2-game cushion on Kansas City, but also to stay on pace with the New England Patriots in their own division in the AFC East. And Buffalo did that last night, beating the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, I've been on record saying this all season long, and I said it before the start of the season. If the Bills are to get to the Super Bowl, they need to host Kansas City in the playoffs. This at least helps them accomplish that goal later on. But I will say this, because like the result is one thing, but when you watch the game, the big takeaway for me was the Bills defense and their improvements. That was a masterclass by the Buffalo Bills defense. And it started up front on the defensive line. Like, in the offseason, kind of scoff at the Buffalo Bills signing Joey Bosa. It's like, oh, Joey Bosa, yeah, he was once great. Now he can't stay healthy. Well, he was healthy last night. And Joey Bosa, you felt his presence all throughout that game. Like, that was an awesome game by Joey Bosa. The pass rush has been the biggest issue for Buffalo in these playoff games against Mahomes. Wasn't an issue last night, as Bosa was putting pressure on him. Epinesa's putting pressure on him. He had the monster hit on Mahomes on the sideline that I was like 100% certain they were going to throw a flag, but they didn't. To the ref's credit, they didn't throw the flag. It was the right decision. Greg Rousseau had a half a sack. Like, this Bills defensive line won the game for Buffalo. And this is a defensive line that's banged up. That's the upside for this thing. If you're a Buffalo fan or a Buffalo better, would have you feeling good, is that that performance was put together with a defensive line that is without Ed Oliver and was without Daquan Jones, their two starting defensive tackles. But those guys on the edge, they were getting home. And that is what messed up the Chiefs' rhythm on offense and gave Patrick Mahomes fits all throughout the game. And we all know, with Mahomes and with any legendary quarterback, you need to be able to put pressure on them. And in fact, in the two Super Bowl losses for Kansas City, it's because they couldn't block, and the Bucs and the Eagles put a bunch of pressure on Patrick Mahomes. If you don't pressure Mahomes, it's only a matter of time before he beats you. And last night, Buffalo put a lot of pressure on Patrick Mahomes. And in the secondary for the Bills defense, hello, Maxwell Harrison. Like, that dude was awesome last night. And you could instantly feel his impact and how Buffalo's secondary just looked a hell of a lot more athletic with the rookie corner now in the starting lineup. Like, he got the interception late in the game on the ball when Mahomes just threw the ball deep. But, like, he injected serious life into this Bills defense. And he's running stride for stride with guys like Xavier Worthy. I mean, if he could do that, he could cover anybody in terms of speed. Like, Maxwell Harrison was awesome last night. And that allowed Buffalo to actually do what they always do, which is beat Kansas City in the regular season. Now, the challenge for Buffalo is, hey, we've all seen this. Now, can you actually do it when the chips are down? Can you do it when it's win or go home? Can you do it in the AFC divisional round? Can you do it in the AFC title game? That remains to be seen. And right now, I would venture to guess the answer to that question is no, based off of past history. However, if this Bills team can get healthy on defense and they continue to lose, like, Michael Hoyt got hurt last night with a torn Achilles. They keep losing guys on that defense. But if they can get healthy and Josh Allen can continue to play like the MVP that he is in his game that he had last night and do that in the playoffs, I do think Buffalo might have a chance. Now, I would still favor Kansas City. And I think anybody that's thinking about this would think Kansas City is going to get it done. But at least Buffalo will give themselves a puncher's chance in the playoffs to ultimately upset the Chiefs. Now, the concern for Buffalo that I would have, at least, as somebody invested in the Bills to get over the hump and as somebody who would just kind of like to see some new blood out there as well. Even though, like, hey, bet the Kansas City Chiefs a few weeks ago to win the Super Bowl. Obviously would love that to happen. But, like, just from a football fan standpoint, I think we'd all want to see some new blood. The issue for Buffalo, and this is a big one, do you trust their head coach, Sean McDermott? I don't. I don't trust him at all. Not one bit. Not in a big spot, not against Kansas City. That dude has pressed all the wrong buttons in those moments against the Chiefs, whether it's in the postseason with not doing the squib kick during the 13 seconds or in other spots. Like, McDermott cannot be trusted. And once again, last night, at the end of the game, Buffalo up 28-21, McDermott says, you know what we're going to decide to do? It's 4th and 6. We're going to kick a field goal. And I understand his thought process of, hey, if we go up by 10, game is over, it's good, we win the game. But this is a 52-yard field goal outdoors in Buffalo. That's far from a gimme. And I actually thought in real time, a field goal is the worst decision you could make. Now, what are the other options? Well, you could go for it on 4th and 6. Your quarterback is Josh Allen, right? He's the reigning MVP. You'd feel pretty good about that one, wouldn't you? You could also just pooch punt it and do like a little punt to where if you pin them down deep inside their own territory, here's Kansas City having to go 90 yards with no timeouts. Or hell, even if it's a touchback, they now have to go 80 yards to try to tie the game. Like, to me, a field goal was the worst choice because, yes, there's the upside to go up by 10. But if you miss the kick, you're setting them up for a pretty good field position, which is exactly what happened. Like we all knew it. He lines up for the field goal. I'm like, uh-oh, this, I don't think it's going to go well. And doink off the upright. And now Kansas City has the ball on the 42-yard line. Within one play, 18 yards, boom. Now they're in Buffalo territory. Like, That was such a terrible, terrible decision, in my opinion. I would rather go for it to where if you don't get it, at least they get the ball on the 34. But if you do punt, they're going to be having to go the length of the field. You cannot do that because the field position mattered so much in that spot because Kansas City had no more timeouts. But McDermott decided, hey, you know what? Let's go out there, roll the dice, and see if we can make this field goal. Luckily for him, though, it didn't come back to bite them in the you-know-what as they were able to hold on and get the win against the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, for Kansas City, as we flip it over to the losers, they're going to be fine. They lost the game in November. Nothing to worry about. Chiefs are still the Chiefs. The offensive line is in shambles. Now, they got to get that right. And it looks like they're getting some good news as Josh Simmons, who's missed the last few games for personal reasons, he's back at the facility today. They're on bye week, so I'm assuming Josh Simmons will be good. He's been dealing with some family issues over the last few weeks. They need him back on that old line. Juwan Taylor, their right tackle, he got hurt during the game. We'll see what happens coming out of that one, but he has a couple of weeks to heal up for the stretch run. If those tackles are healthy, no worries about the Kansas City Chiefs. And BetMGM right now has no worries about the Chiefs either. They're the favorites to win the Super Bowl despite being 5-4. They're the favorites to win the Super Bowl despite being on the outside looking in the current playoff picture. If the playoffs started today, the Kansas City Chiefs would not be in the postseason. But at BetMGM, as we project forward, KC is still plus 550, Buffalo 6-1, and then you have a few teams in the NFC. But I will say this, though, and we talked about this a little bit on Wednesday, and we'll do it some more this upcoming Wednesday. Patrick Mahomes to win the MVP, yeah, that's dead. That's not happening. He went from favorite status to now sitting at plus 350. Like, you pretty much need that dude to run the table if Kansas City and Mahomes are going to win the MVP. Like, at 5-4, that guy's not going to win it. Josh Allen is now, once again, your rightful favorite at plus 160, but we'll go more in depth on that on Wednesday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
But that wasn't the only crazy sporting event that we had. And by far, it was actually not even close to how crazy what was the event on Saturday night, Game 7 of the World Series. Because, wow, one of the all-time great sporting events that we saw in Toronto between the Dodgers and the Blue Jays. The Dodgers get it done 5-4 as they go back-to-back and win the World Series. I mean, the YBYB group chat, absolutely buzzing Saturday night. I'm at a Halloween party. I'm talking to other people who bet on sports. Everyone was buzzing about that game. Just an absolute all-timer. And I'm not as good at history with Major League Baseball as I am with the NFL and the NBA because, like, in baseball, I like it. I don't love it like I do football and basketball. But I mean, that has to go down as one of the best games in MLB history, doesn't it? Like, and not just in this Game 7, the entire series was amazing. Game 6 Friday night, which is going to get lost in the shuffle with how that one ended, doubling up Kike Hernandez. Like, you have the 18-inning marathon earlier in the series, Yamamoto complete game. Like, that was an awesome sporting event. And at the end of the day, the Dodgers are just badasses, man. They really are. At the end of the day, it was just the Dodgers. Like, the game starts off early on. Bo Bichette hits a three-run bomb. The place is going bonkers. At that point, you're like, whoa, Dodgers might be a little bit trouble. They could get rattled. Nope, not one bit. Blue Jays up 4-2 in the eighth, five outs away from a World Series title. Max Muncy takes Treya Savage deep to right and says, hey, we're going to make this a one-run game. Blue Jays up 4-3 in the ninth, two outs away from a World Series title. The number nine hitter, Miguel Rojas, ties the game up. Like, this team is insane. Blue Jays had the bases loaded in the bottom of the ninth. Dalton Varsho hits it right to Rojas at second, immediately fires it at home to go ahead and get IKF out. Just an insane play. Will Smith able to keep his cleat down after it went up for a little bit. Like, that was ridiculous. I mean, you have Ernie Clement, fly ball out to left center. Andy Páez looking like Bo Jackson running over Kike Hernandez so he could record the out. Like, this team is ridiculous. And it all ends in the top of the 11th with Will Smith hitting the home run to give his team the lead for good off of Shane Bieber. What an insane sporting event. Yoshinobu Yamamoto wins World Series MVP. And hope you listen. Talked about that on Friday. 13-1. If he pitches well game six, they win again on game seven on Saturday. He's live. He won the award as he had an unreal postseason. But the Dodgers, I get it. People don't like them because they spend a bajillion dollars on their payroll. But this team has championship grit. What we saw Saturday night was an all-timer, and what we saw is the start of a dynasty for the Los Angeles Dodgers. You might hate it and how they go about their business, but just as a sports fan, someone who must appreciate greatness, what we saw Saturday night was greatness and grit. Congratulations to the Los Angeles Dodgers. We'll get to all the top stories from around the world of sports in the NFL coming up next here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Clear.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.